a message has been sent. If people in a blue state like California are entertaining seriously about putting Republicans in charge gubernatorially and mayorally, could you imagine what other states in this union are contemplating doing? Could you imagine what an indictment that is against Democrats everywhere? Welcome to the latest edition of Straight Shooter, coming at you as I love to do every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airways of SiriusXM POTUS Radio, channel 124. As always, the number to call up is 866-96-POTUS. That's 866-96-POTUS. But this is not a day that I'm planning on taking a lot of phone calls. The reason for that being is that I'm coming at you live from San Antonio, Texas, home of the San Antonio Spurs, site of tonight's game one of the NBA Finals between the New York Knicks and the San Antonio Spurs, game one. Obviously, this is a political show, and I've got some things on my mind, and I think the thing that needs to be brought up more than anything is the state of California, because I think it's emblematic of what's happening in this country, and we got to stop walking around and acting like we're turning a blind eye and a deaf ear to this stuff. We got to know what the hell we're talking about here. I don't know if y'all see what's going on. I don't know if y'all seen what's going on. There's an open primary for the gubernatorial race in California, and it appears that Steve Hilton is likely to advance, while in the city of Los Angeles, mayoral candidate Spencer Pratt appears likely, although has not yet been officially projected everywhere. These are Republicans in a blue state like California. And right now, you're seeing the names of two Republicans making noise as if they're about to be the next governor and the next mayor of the state of California in the city of Los Angeles. Listen, as I've told y'all on many, many occasions, I'm a centrist. I'm a guy who's fiscally conservative and socially liberal. If we're talking about taxes, whether they state, federal, or whatever, or city, of course, you know what? I'm a guy that leans right. I ain't trying to give all my money away in taxes. Not all of it. Not like some of these fools want people to think. They want to say, do you got people walking around here in the United States of America talking about, I don't care if they take 75, 80% of my money. As long as it goes to universal health care, I'm good. That ain't Stephen A. That ain't happening. I'm not that dude. I don't work my ass off to give up 75, 80% of my money in taxes. And I don't think most sensible human beings anywhere, whether it's in America or anywhere else, feels the same. If it feels any differently, hell no. But having said all of that, California certainly gives you that impression. And I recently got so annoyed because I'm watching Governor Gavin Newsom sit up there and lamenting the fact that Trump and that $1.8 billion slush fund that the Republicans wisely shot down, by the way, and looks like they prevented from happening for him. When he was talking about that, Gavin Newsom, you know what, his vitriol, his disgust, it made perfect sense right up until the moment he said, anybody from California who gets any dollars from that slush fund, I want to tax 100%. Oh, so it's about you. So it's about you. You're trying to get some money out of it now. That's what you're trying to do. You ain't talking about preventing them from getting the money. You're talking about making sure you get some of it, if not all of it, yourself. See, this is what the damn problem is. This is what the problem is in the state of California. That's why you got so many corporations and people leaving your asses. You understand? That's why it's going to get to a point where the city's going to be driven right into the damn ocean, because you're not going to have businesses in the state of California. They're going to ultimately depart. And when they depart, you're going to have to tax other folks. And the folks that are going to be left to tax are the middle class people that you have there, because the businesses, you're going to run right out of the damn state. But that's neither here nor there. The reason why I'm bringing all of this up is because whether it's Spencer Pratt or whether it's this guy, Steve Hilton, it's making perfect sense about what's happening in the state of California right now. In the state of California, the question right now is it suddenly going to turn red? Voters in the bluest major state in America has elevated two candidates running explicitly against the political establishment. One is a Republican former Fox News host, and the other is a reality TV star. In the state of California, with Silicon Valley in the state, with Hollywood in the state, with Southern California sunshine, as the backdrop that everybody salivates over and gravitates to. That state, instead of focusing on it being blue as it's always been, now you got people saying, damn all of that. What's Hilton's message? What's Hilton's message, ladies and gentlemen? Have you listened to his message? Because if you haven't, you should. What his message has been is Republicans can still compete in the state. Why? If you focus on affordability and quality of life, that's a language everybody understands. How do we know this? Who has not been complaining about their gas prices? Who hasn't been complaining about their rent? Who hasn't been complaining about the price of groceries? Who hasn't been complaining about this stuff? Now, I know it's quick to be easy to say, well, you know what, it's Trump because he's the president. And what kind of improvements has he made? I got that part. But the fact is, the Democratic establishment that has been in the state of California has been in the state of California for decades. So you don't get to blame a dude that just arrived on the scene and say it was all his fault when you were doing this stuff for years. And Steve Hilton has gravitated and attached himself to that message. And as a result, Californians are paying attention. They're paying attention. Pratt's performance, what does that suggest for you in a heavily Democratic state? What does that suggest to you when you think about Spencer Pratt and what he's doing right now? It's very simple. Voters are willing to consider the Republican adjacent candidate if they're unhappy with city leadership on homelessness, crime, wildfire preparedness, and cost of living. Once again, we get back to cost of living. Once again, we get back to homelessness. Once again, we get back to crime. Because, ladies and gentlemen, you know where crime will permeate? When people have nothing to lose because they don't have shit. That's how. That's how. And that's exactly what's going on in the state of California. And the reason why this is so important is because, what did I tell y'all? I told y'all before, Trump made a huge mistake when he tried to get the slush fund. That's $1.8 billion slush fund that he was trying to push through. It was called some anti-weaponization act with their bogus nonsense. That's taxpayer money. And not only was he trying to get the money, he was trying to be the one that conducted a panel that would decide who got what. Like, let me get this straight. This grifter, who's unapologetic about it, who happens to be the president of the United States, gets a hold of $1.8 billion of taxpayer money, right? And he's going to have power and dominion over where and how the money is allocated, right? And none of it's going to go to him. Does that sound like him? Do you believe him to be that philanthropic, that charitable, that he would take $1.8 billion and not put a dime of it in his own pocket? Do you really believe that? So, of course, it was wise for the Republicans to shoot it down. And maybe they did it for different reasons. Maybe they did it not just because it was a bad look. Maybe they did it not just because it was wrong. Maybe they did it to get back at him for endorsing Kim Paxton for the Senate seat in Texas instead of a longtime Republican and a huge Republican fundraiser in Senator John Cornyn. Whatever way you slice it, there's a reason these kind of things are happening. There's a reason these things have transpired. And in the end, it brings us back to a bigger point, which is what I've been saying for the longest time, and it's really pissing me off that people still don't get this message. To the message to the Democrats, are you trying to win or not? Are you trying to win? Gavin Newsom, respectfully, sir, be quiet. We go beyond him. And we get to this situation with Jill Biden. Everybody making news, talking about Stephen A, you know, destroyed your, with the same old YouTube algorithm they trying to feed. Stop with the nonsense and listen to what the hell I said for a second. You are the former First Lady of the United States. Your husband at the time is the president of the United States. He is clearly of lesser capacity than he once was. He does not have all his faculties in order. It is June 27th of 2024. At no time do you see a presidential debate between a Republican and a Democrat, an incumbent versus somebody aspiring to capture the presidency. And a debate takes place in June. It's usually September and beyond, after the national conventions for the Democratic and the Republican parties. But that's not what happened this June 27th in 2024. Oh, no. Joe Biden was put there on center stage. And you had commentators literally say on national television, he looked like an elderly patient in a nursing home waiting for his applesauce to be fed to him. And this woman, his wife, the former first lady, goes out there in front of the microphones with the cameras working and say, you were wonderful. You answered all the questions. Really? Really? And then now, it's almost 2 years later, and what does she do? With a book to sell, she admits she thought he had a stroke. He was so awful, he was so bad that night, he was so unlike himself, she thought he actually had a stroke. So in other words, with gubernatorial races set to come about, with mayoral races coming about, with the midterms coming about, you gonna go out there on center stage and admit on behalf of the Democratic Party that you and the rest of them were lying through their teeth and you think that's gonna help y'all win. What am I missing? What am I missing? This kind of nonsense is what I'm talking about. This is the kind of stuff that's got to be eradicated. This is the reason that Steve Hilton and Spencer Pratt are candidates in the second largest state in the country, in California, because of nonsense like this. And, oh, I call it out, and I'm being anti-Democrat. No, I'm being pro-Democrat. I'm trying to tell you how to win and how to avoid losing and looking like a bunch of lying asses. That's what I'm trying to avoid. I'm trying to help you out and make you understand you can't do that. I'm not rooting against you. I'm rooting for you. I'm not a fan of Donald Trump. But the bottom line is, when you act like him, if not worse, and then you try to portray him as the absolute worst, you don't look genuine and authentic. You look disingenuous. Play to win. Play to win. Talk about affordability. Talk about crime. Talk about homelessness. Talk about inflationary concerns. Talk about the kind of things that affect the American people's wallet, because that's what they care about. That's what they care about. Gerrymandering, redistricting, and parlaying that into a conversation about race. Don't you understand that's not going to resonate with people who can't pay their bills? They're not going to care about your issues. They're going to care about their pocketbook and their wallets. And that is going to determine how they're going to vote. Democrats are not losing everywhere. And it does appear like they're gaining momentum. Right up until the moment they open their damn mouths and say something stupid. And then as a result, draws you back to the nonsense that got them out of office in the first damn place. That's what you're trying to avoid. It's nonsense. It's not intelligent. I've never seen a candidate in my life like Trump who gives you ammunition on a silver platter, and a party like the modern day Democratic Party led by the extreme progressives, because I'm not talking about the centrists. I'm not talking about the reasonable Democrats. I'm talking about the progressive left trying to pull you further and further and further left. I've never seen people who invent ways to blow it. It's like the dude that was a virgin all of these years and stays a virgin because the minute, no matter how attractive he may be to a woman, no matter how much she may want him, the minute he opens his mouth, he turns her off. This is what the Democratic Party does these days. They just invent ways to screw it up for themselves. It's like they can't help themselves. They can't just shut up and let the man implode. It's amazing. But either way you slice it, a message has been sent. And that message has been sent is very, very simple. If people in a blue state like California are entertaining seriously about putting Republicans in charge gubernatorially and mayorally, could you imagine what other states in this union are contemplating doing? Could you imagine what an indictment that is against Democrats everywhere? Let me tell you something right now. If Hilton wins the gubernatorial race and Pratt wins the mayor's seat in New York, Gavin Newsom has no chance at the presidency in 2028. Zero, if that happens. If that happens, he has no chance. Because to indict California is to indict him. He's been the governor since 2018. Fair or unfair, that's how it is. And everybody needs to accept that. That's the way it goes. I try to avoid these subjects. I truly do. But I want to make sure that everybody understands how serious I am when I bring up the fact, these facts about one party over the other. It's because I resent the fact that some people say, why don't you get on the Republicans more? Well, the Republicans, you can't have it both ways. You can't sit up there and say that they never put forth an agenda or haven't, at least since the Voting Rights Act of 1965, that they haven't put forth an agenda that benefits the black community at all, that they don't think about the black community, and then get on me for not getting on them. Well, if they don't care about my vote, why would I concentrate on them? But if you're the Democratic Party and you're in my face pretending to care about my vote and my interests, then once you get elected, you do things antithetical to what you campaigned on, I'm going to have a problem with you. Because they're not the ones who hoodwinked me, you were. They're not the ones that convinced me that they had my issues and my agenda and my interests on their mind. You did that. And they're not going to be perceived as the ones who turned their backs on me because they weren't the ones who were pursuing me. You were. This is what we need to realize. This is the kind of thought process we need to embrace. And we need to keep an open mind. Me personally, I'm not going to tell you that I'm happy about what's happening, but I love the idea of people keeping an open mind and making sure everyone understands that every vote needs to be earned. Nothing needs to be gift wrapped and handed to you. You need to be talking about the right things. You need to be plotting to do the right things. You need to have the attitude, the mentality, and the soul and the commitment to do the right thing. We don't know that about Hilton or Pratt in California for the gubernatorial and the mayoral seat, respectively, in Los Angeles. But what we do know is that whatever message that they're giving is resonating in a way that Karen Bass and other Democrats in California are not resonating. You got candidates daring to go to the highways and go to the streets of downtown LA so they can show you the homelessness ravaging the area. Something's got to be done about it. I am in no way sitting here and telling you that I'm a supporter of the Republicans with the trifling stuff that they've tried to do. What I'm trying to say is that the Democrats ain't been much better. And so now, instead of looking at parties, we got to look at individuals. The hell with the parties, we got to look at the individual that appeals to us most. And you know what I'm looking for if I'm a Democrat looking for a Democratic candidate? I'm just going to say it. This is controversial, but I'm going to say it. I'm looking for a candidate that's going to look at the fringes on both sides and tell them to kiss my ass. That's what I'm looking for. You extreme left, I don't want nothing to do with your identity politics, your cancel culture, your woke culture. I don't want nothing to do with that. You the right, I don't want anything to do with MAGA. I want sensible people in office that have ideas that are in the best interest of the American citizen, while in the same breath letting you know I'm going to keep an open mind for what may be better than the ideas that I presented, because my ultimate interest is in the betterment of the American people and society, not my own damn pockets. Trump is clearly not that guy. What you in Iran for? I thought it was a peace deal that was close to. Y'all launching missiles against one another earlier today. What the hell are you talking about golf courses and hotels in Gaza for? What the hell's going on? You can't trust a man as far as you can throw him with the stuff we've been hearing. But the Democratic Party don't seem much better. We got to pray a lot this year. We got to get on our knees and pray that we're going to have a candidate or candidates that genuinely think about America ahead of themselves. We really do. Because right now, I don't think we have it. Got a couple of guests coming up. One is going to be popular podcaster Dave Rubin. Got millions of subscribers and followers. Former Democrat, terror Republican that supports a lot of the Republican candidates these days. Got a lot to say about both parties. I think you'll be interested in hearing it. He's really popular. Wait till you see what he has to say. That's one thing. Another guest is going to be Senator Ted Cruz, who I interviewed a few days ago. He's got some very interesting things to talk about involving college sports. Because no matter how your politics are and how you feel, don't tell me you don't love college sports. And with what Senator Cruz has orchestrated and what he's striving to do, quite frankly, I thought it was something that needed to be heard by the American people. That's why I brought him on the show to talk about it. Both of those guests are coming up next, so stick around. You're listening live to Straight Shooter with yours truly, Stephen A., right here on Sirius XM, POTUS Radio, Channel 124. Back with my guest and more in a minute.